Lesson 13. A map of London. Excuse me, where can I get a map of London, please?
Ask over there, at the newsagent's.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Have you got a map of London, please?
Certainly. Here you are.
How much is it, please?
£1.25.
One. Excuse me. Two. Where can I get a map of London, please?
Three. Ask over there, at the newsagent's.
Four. Thank you.
Five. Good afternoon.
Six. Good afternoon. Seven. Have you got a map of London, please?
Eight. Certainly. Here you are.
Nine. How much is it, please?
Ten. £1.25.
Lesson 14. Picture postcards. Have you got any picture postcards?
Yes. Over there on the left.
How much are they, please?
The colour postcards are 5p each. The black and white are 3p each.
Can I have these three, please?
Certainly. That's 15p.
Oh, and a box of matches.
That's £1.45 altogether.
I'm sorry, I've only got a £10 note. One. Have you got any picture postcards?
Two. Yes, over there on the left.
Three. How much are they, please?
Four. The colour postcards are 5p each. Five. The black and white are 3p each.
Six. Can I have these three, please?
Seven. Certainly. That's 15p.
Eight. Oh, and a box of matches.
Nine. That's £1.45 altogether.
Ten. I'm sorry, I've only got a £10 note. Lesson 15, Exercise 5. How much is, how much are?
1. Ask how much the map of London is.
2.
Ask how much the postcards are. 3. Ask how much the box of matches is.
Four.
Ask how much the cigarettes are.
Five.
Ask how much the wine is.
Lesson 16, at the newsagents. Have you got any German newspapers?
No, I'm sorry. We haven't got any foreign newspapers at all. We have got some Italian magazines.
I'm afraid I can't speak Italian.
What about an English newspaper?
Yes, all right. A Times, please.
Anything else, sir?
No, thank you. That's all.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
One. Have you got any German newspapers?
Two. No, I'm sorry. Three. We haven't got any foreign newspapers at all. We have got some Italian magazines.
Five. I'm afraid I can't speak Italian.
Six. What about an English newspaper?
Seven. Yes, all right. At Times, please.
Eight. Anything else, sir?
Nine. No, thank you. That's all.
10. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Lesson 17. Booking a hotel room. Have you any rooms free for tonight?
Single or double, sir?
Single, please, with bath.
Just a moment. I must ask my colleague. Are there any single rooms with bath free for tonight?
No, there aren't any single rooms with bath. There are some double rooms with bath, or some single rooms without.
I'm sorry, sir. We haven't got a single room with bath. There is a double room with bath, or a single room without.
One. Have you any rooms free for tonight?
Two. Single or double, sir?
Three. Single, please, with bath.
Four. Just a moment. Five. I must ask my colleague. Six. Are there any single rooms with bath free for tonight?
Seven. No, there aren't any single rooms with bath. Eight. There are some double rooms with bath, or some single rooms without.
Nine. I'm sorry, sir. We haven't got a single room with bath. Ten. There's a double room with bath, or a single room without.
Lesson 18, Exercise 6, Some and Any.
1. Are there any newspapers here?
2. There aren't any newspapers here, but there are some over there.
2. Are there any cigarettes here?
There aren't any cigarettes here, but there are some over there.
3. Are there any postcards here?
There aren't any postcards here, but there are some over there.
4. Are there any magazines here?
There aren't any magazines here, but there are some over there.
5. Are there any maps here?
There aren't any maps here, but there are some over there.
19. At the hotel reception. How much is a double room with bath?
£12.50 for bed and breakfast.
Fine. What time is breakfast?
From 7:15 until 9:30.
And when is dinner, please?
From 7:15 until 9:00.
When must I check out?
Before 12:00.
Can you give me a call at 7:10 tomorrow morning?
Certainly, sir. Room 203 at 6:50 a.m.
One. How much is a double room with bath?
Two. £12.50 for bed and breakfast.
Three. Fine. What time is breakfast?
Four. From 7:15 until 9:30.
Five. And when is dinner, please?
Six. From 7:15 until 9:00.
Seven. When must I check out?
Eight. Before 12:00.
Nine. Can you give me a call at 7:10 tomorrow morning?
Ten. Certainly, sir. Room 203 at 6:50 a.m.
Lesson 20. Stamps. Have you got any stamps, please?
I'm sorry, but we're not allowed to sell stamps. You can only buy stamps at a post office in England.
Where is the nearest post office?
There's one opposite the hotel.
Is it open now?
I think it's closed until 2:00.
Oh dear, that's a pity. I want to post these postcards.
We can do that for you, sir.
One. Have you got any stamps, please?
Two. I'm sorry, but we're not allowed to sell stamps. Three. You can only buy stamps at a post office in England.
Four. Where's the nearest post office?
Five. There's one opposite the hotel.
Six. Is it open now?
Seven. I think it's closed until 2 o'clock.
Eight. Oh dear, that's a pity. Nine. I want to post these postcards.
Ten. We can do that for you, sir.
Lesson 21. Exercise 7. Question words with to be.
1. Ask what time dinner is. 2. Ask when breakfast is.
3.
Ask where the nearest post office is. 4. Ask where the nearest newsagent is. 5. Ask when the post office is open.
Lesson 22. A telephone call.
Wimbledon 4693.
Hello, John. This is Jacques Sandry speaking.
Jacques! Where are you speaking from?
From London. I'm spending a few days here as a tourist. I'm staying at the Regent Hotel. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm watching a football match on television. Come and visit us. My wife's cooking at the moment, so we can't go out. One. Wimbledon 4693.
Two.
Hello? John? This is Jacques Zandré speaking.
Three. Jacques, where are you speaking from?
Four. From London. I'm spending a few days here as a tourist. Five. I'm staying at the Regent Hotel. Six. What are you doing at the moment?
Seven. I'm watching a football match on television. Eight. Come and visit us. Nine. My wife's cooking at the moment. Ten. So we can't go out.
Lesson 23. Visitors.
Just a moment, Jacques. My wife is standing next to me. She wants to know who's speaking. It's Jacques Zandré from Düsseldorf in Germany. He's spending a few days in London. He's staying at the Regent Hotel. We are staying at home this afternoon, aren't we? My wife says that we're expecting visitors this afternoon. In fact, they're ringing at the door now. No, you must come. We're looking forward to seeing you. One. Just a moment, Jacques. Two. My wife's standing next to me. Three. She wants to know who's speaking. Four. It's Jacques Zandré from Düsseldorf in Germany. Five. He's spending a few days in London. Six. He's staying at the Regent Hotel. Seven. We are staying at home this afternoon, aren't we? Eight. My wife says that we're expecting visitors this afternoon. Nine. In fact, they're ringing at the door now. Ten. No, you must come. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Lesson 24. Exercise 8. The present continuous.
1. Are you speaking German or English at the moment?
I'm speaking English.
2. Am I speaking English or German?
You're speaking English.
3. Is Jacques staying at the Park Hotel or at the Regent Hotel?
He's staying at the Regent Hotel.
4. Are we doing exercise 7 or exercise 8?
We're doing exercise 8.
5. Are John and his wife going out, or are they expecting visitors?
They're expecting visitors.